Are you ready for some high adventure? Coming up next on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 218, The Daesuk Express.
Right there in the black coat, that's the man in the photo, isn't it?
Indeed it is. So, Helmut, what do you want to do now?
Well, have you ever been to Bremerhaven?
So we're getting on a train.
Can we get the tickets in time?
Yeah, right here. 3 UL tickets. Come, let's go.
Well, this is exciting. I thought we'd be just sitting on a bench here looking at people.
You can never tell in this business. Tomorrow, me might very well be sitting on a bench watching people.
All of these cars are marked for Bremerhaven. Let's take the last one. These seats should do just fine.
So what's the plan? Are we going to corner him? I'm sure those 4 men with him are illegals.
No. Remember, our mission is one of surveillance. And as for the 4 men, we can't assume anything.
Well, we will get off in Bremerhaven and follow him. If the 4 men also follow him, then yeah, we can assume they are illegal.
If they board a vessel and cross the channel, then I'll notify London and we'll have agents waiting for them. We won't, however, arrest the guide. We want him to return to Berlin.
I see. So we can perhaps follow him to the head of the operation.
Oh, he might make a good agent after all.
So how long would this trip take?
3 hours and 45 minutes, with stops in Hannover and Bremen.
So we won't get back until late tonight.
What's the matter, Simmons? Forgot your toothbrush?
Ah, gerade bitte. Da für Bremerhaven.
Ja. Ist es im Zeitplan? Luft alles pünktlich?
Aber natürlich. Alles in Ordnung. Danke.
Everything is running on time.
If anything, your trains run like clockwork.
So what do we do now? Just sit and ride?
Well, I have contacted my office. They will go over the tickets purchased and look for the 5 travelling together. I'm sure they are travelling under false names, so we should be able to track them down.
That way, we will be able to positively say that they are entering the country illegally. What?
Technology to the rescue. You use your smartphone to notify your office, which will in turn use the internet to research these 5 fellows.
We never said technology was bad. We said you shouldn't totally depend on it. You need to be able to operate without it.
Now just think about this. The main target of terrorists today is infrastructure. I'm of course talking about electricity and the internet.
And the main target for the scammers these days involves the internet. So all we are saying is don't totally rely on technology. Have a backup.
I suppose that's a good idea. Do you think one of us should make our way forward? Maybe hear what these guys might be saying?
I would prefer not to. We'll find out all we need when we get to Bremerhaven.
Well, this is the place.
Looks pretty fancy.
Fancy? It's a military headquarters building. What's fancy about it?
Well, that's just it. It's military and fancy. Remember, you're talking to a lifelong mercenary. Most of us never saw a headquarters. And if we did, it usually wasn't good news. So, this Colonel Bishop, you expect him to show?
Captain Richards checked with his office, presenting herself as a GSA representative. She wanted to know when Bishop would return so she could advise him on our presence.
Isn't that kind of risky? What happens if the real GSA office calls? Or worse, he calls them?
We have operatives in the GSA office who have already planted our itinerary, our IDs and everything.
Couldn't someone say, hey, I don't know these guys?
The GSA employs over 12,000 federal workers. If our names are in the system, which they are, that's all they'll care about. I think we're pretty safe.
Yeah, I guess so. Your government is probably a lot like ours. As long as you have an ID card, you're good to go.
And if you don't, well, you don't exist. Wait, I think that's him. I want to zoom in and get a good shot of his service ribbons and awards.
Good idea. We can get someone to cross-check them with his records. Who do we have that can do that?
Agent Barnes and Pappy Thornton can take care of that. They'll be looking for any discrepancies. Plus, they can research each award and unit citation and verify them.
Yeah. If there's anything phony about him, something small like that could trip him up. So, what's the plan?
I'm texting these photos to Jim. We're going to wait for verification. Once we have a positive ID, we're going to head out on our first inspection. That will give Jim and Pap enough time to verify his decorations.
We don't really know what we're doing. How are we going to inspect?
I have forms here to use as checklists. Most people just want to stay out of the way. If we get someone who insists on following us around, we can politely ask them to leave us alone.
We could say, hey, are you hiding something that you don't want us to find?
Something like that. Looks like that's our man. Jim's checking his awards and decorations now.
I'd like to check out that sub shop we drove by coming here.
We had lunch just over an hour ago.
Yeah, but my stomachs are like your dog's. Time passage is 7 to 1. For every 1 hour you have, my stomachs feel like it's been 7.
All right, Jim says he's recorded Bishop's awards and he's verifying them with his records. He's going to follow up on them now with Thornton.
I'm thinking out loud here, if that's the right expression.
It is.
We've got 2 high-ranking Army officers here with similar backgrounds, which is they have no background. I really believe that these 2 guys are deep covers, probably Hongans like me, and they're most likely up to no good.
Like you were?
Exactly like I was.
Then if they were like you, how can they hide their unusual appetites?
Believe me, there are things we can do to cover that up. One is a supplement that tells our brain we aren't hungry.
And another?
I think your people refer to it as closet eating.
I'll see if Pierman can set up a meeting with him. Something like, these GSA inspectors will be coming and going, so don't be alarmed.
And say we just want to pay him a courtesy visit. Well, that will give me a chance to interact with him. If he's Hongan, maybe I could pick up on something.
That sounds like a plan. I'll get the ball rolling on that.
Yeah, you can call Pierman and set it up while we're at that sub shop.
We're within range of the Baltibar portal. Slow into full stop.
Georgia, see if we can ping the Potomac.
Signal received. Tracking position now.
Marco, plot our course to the BSS.
Aye, Captain, we're locked in. Navigational data sent to the helm.
I've got it. Ready to proceed when you are, Skipper.
Set transponder to 1949.
Copy. 1949.
I have extrapolated the Potomac's trajectory. Its course is the Titan system.
Georgia, do you have any readings on any other vessels on this side of the portal?
I am detecting only one small IDF registered vessel. It appears to be a maintenance craft.
Helmsman, proceed to the BSS all ahead standard.
Aye, all ahead standard.
So, Jeffra, what's your gut telling you? Titan 3 or Titan 4?
Titan 3 is more primitive. I believe they're headed to Titan 4. It's a much more advanced civilization.
I vote for Titan 4. I think I've had my fill of Titan 3, Death River, and those rage has-beens.
I thought you thrived on danger.
Not really.
Danger seems to have a way of finding her.
You mean like jumping out of a boat into a monster-infested river at night?
To me, that doesn't sound like danger finding her. Sounds more like a total disregard for her own safety.
Hey, I'm right here. I can hear you. Listen, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to get the job done. I'm not one to sit around and wonder, gee, what should I do?
I can certainly vouch for that.
G, Just do us all a favor next time. Think before you leap.
So, Jafra, what is it exactly we need from the controller to go after this bounty?
Once the Partamic enters Titan airspace, it's protected by Titan law. The Federation is working hard to get them to align with IDF laws.
So not only is there no extradition treaty with the IDF, they won't even arrest them.
That is correct.
It's my understanding that much of the planet, like Titan III, is still somewhat loyal to Rage.
Sounds like the IDF isn't welcome there. Don't they occasionally inspect parts of the planet?
Yes, they do, but it's very brief, and they mostly come as ambassadors. As I said, the IDF is trying to get the Titan system to join the Federation.
So are we gonna be welcome there?
From what I understand, there are no travel restrictions to Titan IV. There are warnings, though, for Titan III.
As for being welcomed, we'll be better received if we don't advertise that we're IDF. As long as we can pass ourselves off as a commercial cargo ship, I think we'll be good to go.
I think as long as we spend our monetary units there, we'll be welcomed.
What are you thinking there, Skipper?
My guess is liquid libation.
Maybe.
Just don't get carried away. Believe it or not, Jomac is on the right track. Just like on Kali, the local watering holes are where we'll get the best information.
So how are we going to divide and conquer?
Gabby, you take these three hooligans and cover the bars. We'll head for the main city where Governor Drachmar resides.
Why are you assigning Gabby to us? Shouldn't she go with her captain?
Because she can hold her liquor better than all three of you combined. Or have you forgotten what she did to that fighter pilot at Scully's?
Well, I just thought the three of us were one crew and you and her were another.
I think sending the three of you out to bars is a little risky. I know you and Marco went together on Cali, but we had someone monitoring you the whole time.
I don't have a problem with Gabby coming along. Having a good-looking Sheila with us might be an advantage.
Say what?
I didn't mean any offense there, Gabby.
I think what Marco means is that you'll look more like a crew. With Gabby, some of the patrons might open up more easily.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about.
Don't worry, we'll protect ya.
Oh, what a relief. I'll sleep so much better tonight.
Nate, you, Tim, and I will see about getting an audience with Governor Drachmar. I don't really hold out much hope for getting anything resolved, so I do want to go through the proper channels.
So you want to shut down the ship?
Yes, we'll keep Georgia active to guard the ship and relay any information that may come from the IDF.
You have to watch out for Governor Drachmar. Agent Simon had dealings with him before. Drachmar will play both sides, if the price is right.
Sounds like he likes to play games. That could put him in jeopardy one day.
I suggest we take this opportunity to get some rest. We'll be arriving at the space station soon.
Gentlemen, this is our stop.
Well, I hope so. Any farther and we'll be in the channel. So what's the plan?
We're here to gather intelligence on the smuggling operation. We are not to interfere unless there is life at stake.
That is correct. Arresting these immigrants and their guide will do nothing but stop poor people from entering the country illegally.
I have sent photos and descriptions to our people. Once we identify which vessel they will be on, I'll provide that information too. Once they cross the channel, there will be a welcoming party awaiting them.
As I understand it, you want to see who the guide is meeting with, and also what boat the immigrants board. So how do we split up?
I think the best thing is for Agent Simon and myself to follow the guide. I might be able to identify whomever he meets.
And I think it would be good training for you, Simmons, to follow the others and record what vessel they board.
I can do that.
There they are. Now, our intelligence says they will take Bismarckstrasse to the canal. There are various private boats there. It's over 8 blocks, so they will most likely take a can.
I'm sure you can handle it, Simmons. The only problem you may have is not going to the same place as they are. Just tell the cab driver you are following your friends.
Here, I've written all that down on this card. Just hand it to the driver. Here are enough euros for the trip there and back.
Remember, you are only interested in what kind of vessel they are using and a name if possible.
I think I have this. It's a fairly simple tail operation.
So there is a public library right at the head of the canal, the Öffner. You can go there to get a cab back to the Hauptbahnhof, the train station.
You're not writing any of this down.
It's pretty straightforward, sir. I'd better get a move on. It looks like they're headed for the cabs.
What do you think, Tony?
I think if we get there and back with the information we need, I'll be quite surprised.
It looks like our guide is on the move. I don't think he has seen either of us, either here or back in Berlin.
If he looks our way, we can split up. We can keep each other in sight and follow from a distance.
All right, he is headed outside. I hope this meeting is close by.
I am sure that if he has business to conduct, he'll want to do it close to the train station. I'm surprised, though, that he didn't accompany his group to their pickup point.
Yeah, most likely because if there's going to be a problem, then it would be when they are boarding the boat or getting off.
Well, I don't see Simmons, so he must have caught a cab.
It looked like our man is going across to either the bistro or pizza restaurant. Is that where he is going? I don't think we should go in together.
Agreed. Can you follow him in? I'll stay outside in this shaded area.
He's not going into the pizza place, but in Bistier. It's more of what you call an Essen, a snack bar. There is some outdoor seating. I have something in my briefcase here that you can use.
A newspaper?
You're not just any paper, but the Times. I thought about the Berliner Zeitung, but if someone saw you reading a German newspaper, then...
It would be quite awkward if I couldn't answer them if they spoke to me. No, the Times is perfect. It'll give me a chance to catch up while you're in there.
Well, enjoy. I'll be out as soon as I have what we need.
I see. Then I won't start the crossword puzzle.
What do you think there, Pappy?
His ribbon's all in the right order, but there is one discrepancy.
Which one?
He has dark arm with three oak leaf clusters.
Yeah, that's the same thing I had when I was in. So what's the problem?
I can only find written citations for three of the four.
Can you determine which one?
Reading through the three I have, two occurred after he was stationed at Fort Eustis. The first one was from his initial duty station. So my guess is that his second arc arm was from Eustis. After these four, he earned the Legion of Merit.
Now that's interesting. So when he was Korsky's CO, he didn't officially get the reward, but he's wearing one.
I'm just saying I don't see any paperwork on it.
It has to be somewhere. Before every promotion board, you got to have an official photo made, and if you're wearing any unauthorized ribbons, they'll toss your packet aside and you'll be passed over for promotion.
I agree. That could only mean that his records have been doctored. If the board sees the award in his personnel file, that's all they need. They don't read the citations.
Our recommendations can only come from someone in a position of authority over him. Maybe we need to take a look at his CO. He'd be the one to make the written recommendation.
I'll get on that. In the meantime, alert Garrett that there's something fishy about his ribbons. I don't think this guy can be trusted.
I'll do that.
Hey, you two find anything new?
Yeah, we can't find any corroborating paperwork for this one Archon. It was from Eustis.
That's interesting. Not that you can't find the paperwork, but that it came from Eustis. Why do you think the paperwork is missing?
It could be a clerical error.
Or an unauthorized award.
Or somewhere in between. We're going to have to do some digging on this to find out why.
Have you done this for Korsky, too?
Yeah, all of his awards and citation are covered by paperwork.
Which, to me, doesn't mean a thing. Bishop could have covered him since he was over him. I'd be interested in knowing who was over Colonel Bishop when he was at Eustis.
You seem to be crawling up the chain of command.
I say we go as high as we can. It takes at least two people above you to approve a submission for an award, especially anything above the Army Achievement Medal.
This is turning into an episode of Finding Your Roots.
Maybe we should bring Dr. Gates in to help us.
It's starting to seem that way.
Don't forget, you still have me, Kelly, and Lenora to research for you.
By the way, where are those two?
They're still researching what pass we do have of Korski. We're hoping to find any Academy classmates who might remember him and can give us more insight as to what kind of person he was.
Well, I have some research to attend to. I'll leave you to it then.
All right, Pappy. And again, thanks for all of your help.
This is one that got away from me. I want him brought to justice just as much as Miss Scarlet here.
I've acquired the vector beam for BSS docking.
I can verify. You're on a course for a 10-degree intercept.
Slow to 1/3. Georgia, send a docking request to the BSS.
Sending a docking request.
Everyone strap in and prepare for docking maneuvers.
Begin 10-degree turn to starboard for course intercept.
10 degrees starboard. Now on course.
BSS is now in visual range. Docking request has been approved.
Thank you. Give me an open channel to the station, please.
Open channel on monitor 1.
BSS, this is the Mercury on final approach for docking.
Mercury, we have a visual on you. You are cleared for docking. What are your intentions?
Commander Sims, Jaffra here. We will need transport for two to the surface. I'll need to speak with the controller or his secretary.
What is the nature of your request?
We are in pursuit of the stolen craft Partamic. They are also in possession of Lord Zokar's remains. In addition, they held an IDF officer against her will and attempted to remove her brain.
Well, I can see why you want to pursue them. I'll set up a call for you.
Thank you. We're a crew of 7. 5 will be remaining on the BSS. They'll be able to house themselves aboard our ship.
This is Lieutenant Andrews. You're welcome aboard the BSS for as long as you like. Things have been really slow up here, and we welcome the company.
Thank you, Lieutenant. I'm sure the crew wouldn't mind talking to someone new.
Then you are most welcome to stay. Do you have any special needs?
One of our bounty hunters was injured. She might refuse treatment or deny that she needs help, but we'd like Captain Tam to have access to your medical bay.
Then I'll make sure that it's prepped and ready for you. Are there any specific requirements?
At most, an X-ray.
I'll have that ready to go for you.
Robo 4 will now assist you in docking. Go ahead, George.
Mercury, switch to guidance assist for docking. Mercury, switch to guidance assist for docking. Do you copy?
Guidance assistance will not be required.
Switch to guidance assist.
Mercury is on course for docking, reducing speed to standard docking speed.
Perhaps your circuits are misfiring. Switch to guidance assist.
Perhaps your auditory sensors are malfunctioning.
This is getting interesting.
IDF guidelines specifically state that docking procedures will be executed by Robo-4 computers.
I am a Robo-4 model computer.
But I am the Robo-4 designated for the BSS.
Nate, our children are fighting.
Commander, I am not a child. I am a Series 4 Robonaut personal assist computer.
I have checked my database, and I believe you are emulating a human child.
Did she just call George a baby?
I think so.
Closing rate nominal. Contact probe is extended.
Your docking is in violation of IDF rules.
I just want to remind you, George. Georgia is a Series 4, just like you.
Negative, Commander Sims. If she were just like me, she would turn over the approach to me.
George, I have searched the colloquial database you supplied to me. I believe the expression is wah.
Georgia, perhaps you should turn over the approach to George before he fries the circuit.
We are on our correct course. The closing rate is exact, and we are on target for docking.
Switch to guidance assist. Switch to guidance assist. Switch
Commander,
to guidance
our closing assist. Rate is increasing.
Switch George, abort.
Switch to guidance assist.
George, abort now.
Switch
George, abort. Abort!
Who will win this binary battle? Will Barnes and Thornton solve the awards mystery for Bishop? And will Simon's crew be able to gather the proper intelligence in Bremerhaven? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Old School.